Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is the refreshing!
Disappointing game from the Miami Heat last night. Disappointing season, really, from the Miami Heat all year long. Will it get any better? I don't know. They got to figure out a lot of things, especially the fourth quarter, which has been absolutely abysmal lately for this Heat team. Last night, they only scored 20 points, outscored 36-20 in the fourth quarter by the lowly, when I say lowly, the not-so-great Chicago Bulls in a game where you're at home, coming off some tough losses. Seems like the recipe for the fourth quarter, try to play defense and try to make baskets, but don't really succeed that much in either one of them. That's kind of one of the demons the Miami Heat are facing. And post-game, Eric Spoelstra kind of addressed some of those demons.
I'm not taking anything away from their driving, you know, ability and how they got into the paint those last 6 minutes. But when we're dialed in, we're great at defending that. I think, you know, the missed shots, guys being out of rhythm, handful of poor decisions, turned the momentum, you know, where we didn't have that necessary resolve. My ownership part of it would be, if we had some fresher bodies and fresher minds, you know, maybe we would have, you know, the ability to withstand that. So we're all in this together. You know, that's what I told the group right now. I'm fully with them. Everybody is an opportunity for all of us to face, you know, our demons to get past this. This is not something that's comfortable for any one of us. And I see something amazing on the other side. You know, if we can collectively overcome this.
Eric Spoelstra is just kind of trying to figure this thing out. It's a combination of it's kind of in their head in this fourth quarter, not really taking good shots, not really getting lucky and making shots, not playing the best of defense. Other teams just trying to get to the paint and score on them. And Eric Spoelstra's had some weird rotational lineups, like
you
said.
You just said teams are going inside the paint to score on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they have a 7'2" rookie who's getting 12 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 steals?
Yes.
Isn't that somebody who might impact the paint?
He's not always in there at the very end of the game.
I wonder why. If he's doing that in 3/4 of a game, what makes you think he can't do it in the last quarter of the game? I'm just asking.
I'm not a
two-time NBA champion head coach, but I'm just asking.
Very interesting question.
I'm just asking.
So he needs to get fresher bodies in there.
I mean, isn't a 22-year-old rookie a fresh body? I'm just asking, folks. I mean, you know what I mean?
I remember with the Cavaliers, he said he pulled him out because he felt as though the only way you could blow a big lead to a team like Cleveland was if they got hot from three and started hitting threes. So he had to get the big guy out of there, and they still blew the lead to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Interesting.
It's like this team is not going to really go anywhere, right? This season. So play the young guys. See the nucleus that you have going into next season. You want to see Pele. You want to see Nico when he's back. You want to see Khalil. You know you have an all-star in Tyler. You know you have an all-star in Bam. Like, you have a really good nucleus. Are you missing a superstar? Yeah. Can you go for that during the offseason? Probably. Is there a better chance after the 26th season? More than likely. But, I mean, you got to play them now, bro. There's only 20 games left. See what they can give you going into the play-in. Maybe you catch a spark and, you know, those kids get their first playoff experience with, you know, being young. That's something I can, you know, if you tell me that, if you show me that, I could be like, all right, this season wasn't a lost season after all. The kids got some time. The kids, you know, they earned their stripes and they look like they can be real NBA players and solid NBA players and a good nucleus and good players for a winning team because they're in a winning culture. But you're not doing that.
Whatever's happening now doesn't seem to be working. It seems like Spo's trying to figure it out. Khalil Ware only plays 26 minutes last night.
And read his stats.
Well, he had 7 points, 12 rebounds, no assists.
How many blocks?
I did not see anything from blocks.
Two blocks and two steals.
Okay. You need more, though, from guys like Davion Mitchell in 30 minutes, scores 4 points. Okay. Terry Rozier had 15.
I don't know what this is.
Haywood Highsmith can't score. He's not a good scorer. He's a good defender. Don't look for him to score that much. In 21 minutes, he had 2 points last night. And then Jaime Jaquez Jr. barely broke a sweat. He played 11 minutes, scored 4 points. Jaime, we need more from you. I'm sorry. We got to start. I mean, once again, he only played 11 minutes, but you got to force Spo to play.
Yeah, I can't blame Spo for his sophomore slump this year because he's been terrible.
11 minutes. It seems like he may have fallen a little out of favor.
It seemed like he started to get his rhythm when they went to that West Coast trip, but then everything went bad when they returned and they still didn't know what the Jimmy situation was going to be because he was coming back after the suspension. But, yeah.
And I think Jimmy Butler plays very largely into this in a lot of different ways. It seems like everything just keeps going wrong for this team. And Eric Spoelstra has not had an all-star year.
I mean, dude, they got out-rebounded 51-44. Zach Collins had 15 rebounds.
Zach Collins, I hate to say it, was balling last night. You got balled up by Zach Collins with 18
but
and 15.
You have a guy in your team that got 12 rebounds. Don't you think he can help?
He can.
When you're getting out-rebounded by 7, and he's the only player other than Zach Collins to have double digits in rebounds?
Yes. Hey, it's on Spo's. Spo admitted it after the game. He even said this, Vlad. I'm sorry,
Josh Giddey, who had a triple-double. Josh Giddey's actually a pretty good player.
Maybe this team is better than we thought. 26, 10, and 12. Okay. But Spo even kind of admitted it. It's on him. He needs to be a better coach.
Better coach, better everything.
I mean, we've been battling, you know, for several games, and I really liked, you know, a lot of the things that were going on, even in some of these losses. Today was a regression, you know, for one night. I mean, we have the competitive character. We're going to bounce back. But we had some of these things bubble up. We know what they are. You know, some of the missed shots, poor decisions offensively that would lead to, you know, lack of focus defensively. You know, with that said, too, you know, I felt like I didn't do a good job, you know, with managing the minutes. I went into the game thinking that we'd need some speed and a little bit more of the energy boost. And we got to that lead, and so I thought, you know, we would try to extend it. But I think, you know, nobody in the locker room is going to make an excuse. Our main guys are not going to make an excuse about it. But I felt like there was, you know, some fatigue in that fourth quarter. And if I could have gotten them a little bit more of a break, you know, at some point during the game, I think we would have had enough of a boost, you know, to finish this off. But that's on me, and that's, you know, I have to do a better job for this team.
So Spo admits it, that Maybe the lineup and how he played the minutes and everything may have affected the team, and maybe they ran out of gas in the fourth quarter. But it's been happening over and over and over again, not just last night on a back-to-back. They weren't making shots. They were lethargic. But Spo, come on, man. And I think it's three really key factors to Eric Spoelstra this year that have caused him to, I'm not going to say regress, because I just think it's just one of those years.
Was it loyalty, hustle, and respect?
Is what?
So the three things that's factoring
three things that
Eric Spo?
That's kind of affecting this team and Eric Spoelstra. Number one, he's handcuffed. We don't have as much talent as we normally have had. That's number one. That's
you haven't been a talented team, per se, except for those big 3 years.
Haven't had as much talent. You're handcuffed. You're limited.
You've never been that talented of a team.
Okay. I'm explaining.
So it's not, you can't, I hear what you're saying, but that's why I'm countering. Like, those teams that went to the NBA Finals recently weren't talented.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler. That's a big loss
of talent.
Okay,
but that's it. So there's a lot of teams that have only one good player.
You had a closer, Jimmy Butler.
You don't tell me just because you
lose. So this team is more talented or as talented as year's team?
Yeah, they're more talented than last year's team.
Really?
It's the same team that, okay, other than, hey, guess what? That same last year team also was a playing team,
mm-hmm.
which is this year's team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the same thing. The only thing that's missing is 22. But it's the same thing. And that, so they weren't that talented last year.
Were they more talented than they are now?
They weren't that talented last year.
All right. Number two, the whole Jimmy Butler situation, you could tell it really weighed on not just Eric Spoelstra, but this whole team. Not knowing where they're going to be, what's going to be happening, what's going to be. And don't think they don't look across into the Western Conference and see what the Golden State Warriors are doing now with Jimmy Butler, how they have arisen like a phoenix from the ashes.
Respect. Yeah, there was the lack of respect.
It was hard on the team. It was hard on the organization. And you could tell it was wearing on Eric Spoelstra. And number three, not to get too deep into it, Eric Spoelstra's got some stuff that he's been dealing with off the court as far as his personal life, his relationship life. And you say, oh, you leave that at home. It's hard, man.
It's hard to hustle.
You're a human being. So I think it's a combination of those three things that have really kind of come to a head. And it's kind of stymied Eric Spoelstra this year. We know it hasn't been his best year coaching. But I do think the lack of less talent or the less talent this year is your number one handcuffing. Then the other things are kind of secondary to that. But it also adds up, and it's caused the team to be 29-34 and can't figure out their elbows from their you-know-what in the fourth quarter.
But I've been always told keep the main thing, right? Isn't that the mantra?
Yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so keep the main thing.
Well, it's easy.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship-level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
To do that when everything's going good.
Right, well, these are the times that define teams. You know, this is what we, you know? This is the profession we chose.
This is the thing, too. When we're saying, you know, we'll fix it, we'll get it all figured out, we're 29-34. There's not that many more games left in the season to figure things out.
Which is why I said this is everybody's at fault for this whole season. You should have known who you had as a player and what he wanted. And you knew from previous history the length he will go to in order to get his way. and you know how much of a curmudgeon and old school you are with your ways. So therefore, figure out a way where both people, you didn't have to affect the remaining aspects of the team. It didn't have to affect the players. When they're going on a road trip, they don't know if their star teammate is going to be there or not. They got to answer all these questions. Okay, cool. But even with that, okay, the whole Jimmy situation is done. You get the new players. You get Wick. You get Anderson. You get Davion. Okay, cool. But it still takes time to see how this team is going to form now, because this is a new version of the team. And you're not going to tell me after a win against Indy, oh, yeah, this is going to, oh, yeah, right. Come on, stop that. Stop with this. I'm sick of the glass half full mentality, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we see what's going on. It ain't full right now. You know, your backwash.
Not pretty.
You know what I mean?
You split a game with the Hawks.
Your backwash right now.
You beat the Pacers. You lose a lead and an overtime to the Knicks. Vlad, you were there. You saw the Knicks come back and win.
That was great.
You beat the Wizards, too.
We had fun.
The Wizards tried to lose that game. You know, they were trying to lose. They were actively trying to lose. You lose to the Cavaliers. You lose a lead in that game. Timberwolves, you play them neck and neck all game. You lose at the very end of the game.
And then you lose to a Bulls game that you had a double-digit lead going into the fourth quarter.
Yes, indeed. And so, now you have the lowly Hornets coming to town.
And then you have a homestand, and that's the other thing. You're thinking the second half of the season with all these home games, it's going to benefit you. You're not traveling. You're at home. You get some home cooking. They've not been a good home team.
I thought that home cooking was
going
to make a
difference. Fam, they haven't been a good home team. They haven't been a good home team since 2023, bro.
But that was the year they were the one seed?
No, that was the year they beat the Celtics.
Okay.
They lost to Denver.
So you got a murderer's row, so you better beat the Hornets, because then you got the Clippers coming to town, the Celtics coming to town, you go to the Grizzlies, you go to the Knicks, Pistons come to town, Rockets come to town. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, that's not easy. You're going against teams that are contending for a playoff position.
Playoff positioning, yeah. So
right.
They have a lot on the line.
They have a lot on the line, and each team has a star. Like you're saying, okay, here's the other problem now. Has Tyler regressed after getting the All-Star nod?
It seems like ever since he was announced to the All-Star team, the edge of his game, his edginess has kind of...
Like, he's had a couple good games, that 40-point game, but his three's not the same anymore, but...
But I think it's just a long season.
Because what's good, you know who's been playing well? Bam. Bam's been playing. His game has stepped up.
I think he's playing without the weight of being captain with a Jimmy Butler issue.
So then what's wrong with this team? This team is good for three quarters of a game. Or at least 2/3 of a game.
They're not deep enough. They're psychologically kind of caught up. The rotation's a little weird. They don't play defense in the end. They don't make shots in the end. They catch L's at the end. Ugh.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.